Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, Managing Editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
On his final Friday in office, President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug charges. In a White House statement, Biden says he's seeking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to what they would have received under current law. The action gives Biden the presidential record for the most individual pardons and commutations, including his son Hunter. Biden says he will continue to review more cases in the time before the Trump inauguration. This action is an important step toward righting historic wrongs, Biden says, correcting sentencing disparities and providing deserving individuals the opportunity to return to their families and communities after too much time behind bars. The announcement comes amid questions over whether Biden might issue preemptive pardons for allies the White House fears could be targeted by Trump's incoming administration. Jennifer King, Washington.
TikTok's China-based parent company ByteDance is facing a January 19th deadline to sell the social media app, or it'll be banned in the U.S. But that's the day before the inauguration, and a Biden administration official tells AP the president will not enforce the ban before he leaves office. That'll leave TikTok's fate in the hands of President-elect Trump. He's pledged to keep it available, though his transition team has not said how. TikTok's CEO is expected to attend Trump's inauguration and be granted a prime seating location on the dais. In the meantime, the Supreme Court's weighing a free speech challenge to the law. That decision could come today. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence called on President-elect Donald Trump to renew his pledge to support Taiwan in the event of a Chinese invasion. Speaking during a visit Friday to Taipei, Pence said that China's annexation of the island would impact global trade, technology, and nuclear proliferation.
Most concerning of all, the fall of Taiwan would likely spark a new nuclear arms race. Smaller Asian nations concerned about Chinese aggression would no longer be confident of American deterrence.
Pence, who served as vice president during Trump's first term but had a falling out with his former boss over Trump's refusal to concede the 2020 election, sought to reassure Taiwanese people of Washington's continued support. I'm Karen Chamas.
Voters said inflation was a top issue, but a new poll finds many Americans doubt Donald Trump will be able to lower prices during his first year back in office. That's according to a new survey by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. Only about 2 in 10 polled said they're highly confident Trump will be able to lower the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year, with low expectations even among Republicans. 3 in 10 Americans are highly confident Trump can improve the job market and the economy. For his second term, 8 in 10 Republicans say Trump will be great or good as president, while the same proportion of Democrats expect him to be poor or terrible. Respondents are especially skeptical of Trump's ability to bring down the cost of health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
Rudy Giuliani has settled with 2 former Georgia election workers in a deal that will let Giuliani keep his homes and personal belongings in return for compensation and a promise to never defame the 2 women again. The deal negated the need for a trial that was supposed to start Thursday morning, where Giuliani was a no-show. That trial was to determine whether Giuliani would get to keep certain valuable assets instead of turning them over. The former election workers had been seeking all of Giuliani's property as part of a $148 million defamation judgment against Giuliani. The women won the defamation judgment after saying Giuliani's lies about the 2020 presidential election being stolen led to death threats that made the 2 women fear for their lives. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A federal judge in Texas is allowing 3 states, Idaho, Kansas, and Missouri, to pursue a challenge seeking to restrict access to the abortion pill mifepristone nationwide. The states want the courts to prohibit telehealth prescriptions and to limit the pill's use to the first 7 weeks of pregnancy. Right now it's 10. They also want to require 3 in-person doctor office visits to get the drug. Late last year, the states asked to pursue the case in the U.S. District Court in Amarillo, Texas, where the only federal judge is Matthew Kaczmarek, a nominee of former, now president-elect, Trump. Kaczmarek previously sided with a group of anti-abortion doctors that wanted to force the FDA to rescind its approval of mifepristone entirely. The Supreme Court told them they do not have the legal right to try to have federal approval of the drug undone. This case is a narrower challenge. I'm Ben Thomas.
For some people evacuated because of the Los Angeles wildfires, the return home is on hold. Crews are slowly making progress containing the fires. LA County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says it's still not safe to go back.
The repopulation of residents in the evacuation order areas will not occur for at least one more week for the areas that are deemed safe.
Hazardous materials teams and cadaver dogs are combing the areas block by block. Some people have gone back.
Why do I deserve this? I don't know. I don't think I deserve it, but God bless everybody else.
Right. Enrique Balcazar in Altadena could not believe what he saw.
Every house is burnt down on my block except for my house.
Balcazar says the burned a bit, but the garage didn't burn. I'm Ed Donahue.
The FDA has okayed the sale of nicotine pouches, ruling that Philip Morris International's Zyn can help adult smokers cut back or quit cigarettes. The Food and Drug Administration okayed sales of 10 different Zyn flavors, including coffee, mint, and menthol. It's the first time regulators have authorized the sale of the products, which are the fastest growing segment of the tobacco market. FDA officials say that Zyn contains fewer harmful ingredients than cigarettes and other types of chewing tobacco, including snuff, which are linked with cancer and other diseases. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
An astronaut stuck in space for 7 months got a chance to step outside.
I'm coming out.
Sunny Williams got a chance to step out on her first spacewalk since arriving at the International Space Station more than 7 months ago. She tackled some overdue outdoor repair work alongside NASA's Nick Hague.
Not to touch anything.
Plans call for another spacewalk for Williams and Butch Wilmore next week. The two launched aboard Boeing's new Starliner capsule last June on what should have been a week-long test flight. But there were problems with the Starliner. It had to return to Earth empty. Williams and Wilmore are expected to return in late March or early April. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks drifted lower on Wall Street following a mixed set of earnings reports from Morgan Stanley, United Health Group, and other big companies. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2% Thursday, even though more stocks rose than fell within the index. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 68 points, that's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.9%. Drops for several big tech stocks, including Apple and Nvidia, offset gains in other parts of the market. Apple fell 4%, Nvidia gave back 2%. Treasury yields eased in the bond market following some mixed reports on the economy. Seth Sutel, New York.
Americans stepped up their retail spending last month in another sign they're able and willing to keep shopping. Retail sales were up 0.4% in December, a modest gain, but only half that of November's rise. Still, the boost suggests even amid higher prices and elevated interest rates, rising wages and a low unemployment rate are encouraging people to spend. Employers boosted hiring last month, and while jobless benefits claims rose last week, layoffs remain historically low. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Another setback for home shoppers. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just over 7%. That's the highest level in 8 months. Mortgage rates have now increased 5 weeks in a row. The latest uptick reflects a rise in the bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing mortgages. Elevated mortgage rates and rising home prices have kept the U.S. housing market in a deep slump since 2022. Economists are generally forecasting that the average rate will remain above 6% this year. I'm Alex Vega.
American Express will pay $138 million to resolve a wire fraud investigation involving its sales and marketing tactics. Federal authorities say the company provided inaccurate tax advice, such as touting tax breaks that didn't exist, to customers and potential customers on wire products mainly marketed at small and mid-sized businesses. They say an internal investigation led to the termination of about 200 employees in 2021. American Express says the disputed sales practices ended in 2021 or even earlier. It says it will pay roughly $230 million in total to resolve the matter. I'm Mike Hempen.
Eager visitors were flocking to Hawaii Volcanoes National Park to get a glimpse of fountaining lava. The eruption that began on December the 23rd in a crater at the summit of Kilauea Volcano has paused periodically. It resumed Wednesday morning as a small, sluggish lava flow and then increased into a fountain that appeared to be about 200 feet high. That's according to the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. By the afternoon, visitors to the national park on the Big Island were able to see two fountains from an overlook. The observatory said it was possible fountain heights would increase as more gas-rich lava erupted. I'm Karen Chamas.
An American man accused of sexually assaulting a fellow Pennsylvania college student more than 11 years ago has been extradited from France to the U.S. following a three-year search. Ian Cleary was 20 years old in 2013 when the then Gettysburg University student allegedly stalked an 18-year-old fellow student, snuck into her dorm, and sexually assaulted her while she texted friends for help. He never returned to campus, but he's accused of later texting the woman Facebook messages saying, "So I raped you," and "I need to hear your voice." Cleary became the subject of an international search only in 2021, weeks after an Associated Press story detailed the reluctance of local prosecutors to pursue campus sex crimes. And following a three-year search, Cleary, now 31, was found and detained in France. He arrived Thursday in the U.S. and is being flown to Pennsylvania. Five Massachusetts college students ages 18 and 19 stood stone-faced in a court in Worcester Thursday for their arraignment, where they entered not guilty pleas. They're accused of using the Tinder dating app to lure a 22-year-old man to their Assumption University campus in October, seizing him and calling him a pedophile. The man, an active duty service member, told police he was in town for his grandmother's funeral and just wanted to be around people that were happy. And he says after he was lured to a basement lounge, a group of people, male and female, came out of nowhere, accusing him of wanting sex with 17-year-olds. He says he broke free but was chased to his car, where he was assaulted before he was able to get away. The five accused are scheduled to return to court March 28th for a pretrial conference. A sixth defendant is under 18, and that case is being handled in juvenile court. I'm Donna Water.
Sting, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are among a slew of top performers slated to take the stage at a benefit concert for Los Angeles area wildfire relief called Fire Aid. The concert has grown in size and will now take place in two venues, the Intuit Dome and the adjacent Kia Forum, on January 30th, and will be broadcast and streamed live on a variety of platforms. The list of performances is a long one and also includes everyone from Joni Mitchell, Katy Perry, Pink, Green Day, Jelly Roll, Phineas, to Stevie Nicks and Earth, Wind & Fire. Tickets go on sale Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific via Ticketmaster. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Comedian Conan O'Brien, the master of reinvention, is the 2025 recipient of the Mark Twain Prize for Lifetime Achievement in Comedy. He's invited to the nation's capital in late March to be feted with a ceremony that will stream on Netflix. In a Kennedy Center statement, O'Brien joked that he'd be the first winner of the prize recognized not for humor, but for his work as a riverboat pilot. O'Brien was a writer for Saturday Night Live and The Simpsons before 1993, when he moved into the spotlight as David Letterman's replacement to host NBC's Late Night. The gangly redhead led the show for 16 years. In 2009, he then famously gained and lost his dream job as host of The Tonight Show when declining ratings led NBC executives to bring back Jay Leno.
Like everything in life, the fun has to come to an end a decade too early. And I think
O'Brien walked out, but his YouTube post with Team Coco proved he hadn't lost his comedic chops, and he'll be hosting the Academy Awards this year. Previous recipients of the Mark Twain Prize include Kevin Hart, Jon Stewart, Tina Fey, and George Carlin. I'm Jennifer King.
Filmmaker David Lynch has died at age 78. Lynch was celebrated for his uniquely dark vision in such movies as Blue Velvet. And the TV series Twin Peaks.
Chet, I've got a surprise for you. Something interesting I would like to show you.
Lynch's family announced his death on Facebook, saying they would appreciate some privacy at this time, and that there's a big hole in the world now that he's no longer with us. Lynch revealed last summer that he had been diagnosed with emphysema and would not be leaving his home because of fears of contracting COVID-19 or even a cold. Lynch died just days before his 79th birthday. I'm Donna Water.
In heaven, everything is fine. Number one has always been baseball for me.
Bob Uecker, the voice of his hometown Milwaukee Brewers, who after a short playing career earned the moniker Mr. Baseball and honors from the Hall of Fame, has died. He was 90.
No matter what else I ever did, baseball was the only way I wanted to go.
In a statement released by the Brewers, Uecker's family said he had battled small cell lung cancer since early 2023. Uecker was born and raised in Milwaukee. He reached the majors in 1962 and lasted six seasons in the big leagues, finishing with a .200 batting average,
which tied me with another sports great, averaging .200 or better for a 10-year period. Don Carter, one of our top bowlers.
The PGA Tour is moving the Genesis Invitational out of Riviera Country Club next month because of the deadly wildfires that have decimated parts of Los Angeles. Riviera is in part of the evacuation zone. The 99-year-old course was not damaged. The tour expects to announce a new location in the coming days. It is relocating after consulting with the title sponsor, the club, and the Tiger Woods Foundation that hosts the tournament. It will be the first time since 1998 that the PGA Tour's tournament in Los Angeles is not played at Riviera. Aaron Rodgers' playing future remains undecided as the Jets quarterback focused on the lingering wildfires near his home in Southern California. Rodgers said during an appearance on the Pat McAfee show on Thursday that his house in the Malibu area is unaffected other than power outages. The 41-year-old Rodgers completed his 20th NFL season in the Jets' win over Miami on January 5th. He said his playing future with the Jets will likely depend on who they hire as coach and general manager and whether they want Rodgers back. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said a deal to return hostages held in the Gaza Strip has been reached. The announcement on Friday came a day after Netanyahu's office said there were last-minute snags in talks to free hostages in return for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Palestinian prisoners. Netanyahu said he will convene his security cabinet later on Friday and then the government to approve the agreement. A Pakistani court has sentenced the country's already imprisoned former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his wife to 14 and 7 years in jail after finding them guilty of corruption, according to officials. It's yet another blow for the former premier, who has been behind bars since 2023. The couple are accused of accepting a gift of land from a real estate tycoon in exchange for laundered money when Khan was in power. Khan has denied wrongdoing and insisted since his arrest in 2023 that all the charges against him are a plot by rivals to keep him from returning to office. Speaking outside Adiyala Jail in Rawalpindi, Alima Khan, Imran Khan's sister, told reporters,
"This is a fake case. It's a politically motivated case. Everybody in Pakistan knows it."
The latest development came a day after Khan's PTI party held a crucial round of talks with representatives of the government of Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif to demand the release of all political detainees, including Khan and other party leaders. Lawyers for impeached South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have failed in their court efforts to secure his release. The decision on Thursday came a day after Yoon was detained at his residence for questioning over rebellion allegations linked to his martial law declaration last month. Yoon was sent to a detention center near the South Korean capital, Seoul, after undergoing more than 10 hours of questioning on Wednesday at the headquarters of the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials. Yoon exercised his right to remain silent. He refused further questioning by anti-corruption officials on Thursday, as his lawyers maintained that the investigation was illegal. Investigators are expected to move to place him under arrest in the coming days. Pope Francis has fallen and hurt his right arm. It's the second time in a month that Francis has injured himself after an apparent fall resulted in a bad bruise on his chin. The Vatican spokesman said in a statement Thursday that the Pope didn't break his arm, but that a sling was put on as a precaution. Francis whacked his chin on his nightstand on December the 7th in an apparent fall that resulted in a bad bruise. The 88-year-old Pope has battled health problems and often has to use a wheelchair. Three lawyers who once represented the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny were jailed Friday in Russia as part of the Kremlin's crackdown on dissent. that has reached levels unseen since Soviet times. Vadim Kobzev, Igor Sergunin, and Alexei Lipster were jailed for 3.5 to 5.5 years by a court in the town of Petushki, about 60 miles east of Moscow. They were arrested in October 2023 on charges of involvement with extremist groups, as Navalny's networks were deemed by authorities. As the sentence was passed, supporters in the courtroom shouted, "Guys, you are heroes. We are with you." The case was widely seen as a way to increase pressure on the opposition to discourage defense lawyers from taking political cases. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.